to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At FedEx Field. Carolina Panthers are in town, and we are joined by Trevor Maddich, Redskins elite long snapper, WMAO Redskins analyst, and Comcast Sportsnet co-host. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, we've got three regular season games to go. The Redskins are kind of running out of wiggle room if they hope to make it to the postseason. So how badly do they need to win tonight? Is it a must win, or is it a really good idea to win, but they could lose and still keep going?
Well, it's a must-win if they want to control their own destiny. In other words, they've got three games to go, and if they win them all, the Redskins will make the playoffs. But if they lose against Carolina, then they've got to have help from Tampa Bay and from Green Bay or Detroit. So what they want to do is win this thing and continue to control their own destiny, because of all the ups and downs and all the crazy things that have gone around, and having tied one of their games instead of won it, in London against Cincinnati. The Redskins find themselves with 3 weeks to go in control of getting the last wild card spot in the playoffs. But to keep it, they've got to win.
Cam Newton's the three-time Pro Bowl quarterback of the Carolina Panthers. He will be facing off against one of his old teammates, Redskins cornerback Josh Norman. Now, they know each other clearly pretty well. They probably know strengths and weaknesses. What does that mean for Norman versus Newton tonight?
Actually, the strengths and weaknesses mean a lot. And it's not just a matter of where they throw the ball. Cam Newton is not very good at throwing the ball deep. He only completes 28% of his passes when he throws it 20 yards or more. And Norman will know where he tends to miss certain routes. So if he tends to throw it short on this route or long on that route, when he sees something develop, he'll know where to get in order to have maximum opportunity for an interception. But more than that, to me, the fun of watching Norman against Cam Newton is the mental game. Nobody talks a better game and gets into your head better in the NFL than Josh Norman. And nobody is more susceptible to getting somebody else into their head than Cam Newton. Norman knows what buttons to push and when to push them. So that part of it will be so much fun to me. I mean, watch the game while the play's going on. But whatever you do, when the whistle blows, keep watching, because that's where the real game will be played.
Trevor, this is Mary Walter. Good morning.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I know nothing about football. I am a Villanova basketball fan. I am a member of the Nova Nation. So this, to me, is Greek. However, because I love you, I did some research. And, all right, so you guys are playing the Carolina Panthers. And in 2013, the defensive player was Luke Kuechly, right? And he plays for the Panthers.
Yeah.
But he's not playing because he had a concussion in November, right?
Right.
Is he now cleared to play? What happens if he plays in this game? Does that affect your chances of winning at all?
Now, Mary, that is a fantastic question.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's one of the keys to this game. Now, what they did do, though, was they spell his name in a way to confuse basketball fans, because it is pronounced Kuechly, but that's not your fault. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because that's a ridiculous way to pronounce that name, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, in covering college football, it took me a couple of years to figure out how to say his name, because I watched him on tape and read his name, but I never heard anybody say it because I have the sound down. So it's not your fault. So Luke Kuechly is one of the best linebackers in the NFL. And he was cleared from the concussion protocol on Saturday. And his coach has said that he hasn't decided yet whether or not he will play Luke Kuechly in this game. That is ridiculous. Luke Kuechly will play. And he's number 59, so watch if you see number 59 there. Because if he does play, which I expect him to, and most people do, it changes the defense of Carolina. They have one of the best defensive lines in the NFL. And one of the reasons that defensive line is so good is that they occupy blockers and allow the linebackers to run free. Well, when the linebacker running free is Luke Kuechly, it's a whole other level of problems than if it's his backup. So when the Redskins fans watch this game, look for number 59, because if he's in there, it'll complicate things for the Redskins.
Interesting.
Trevor, let's talk about Kirk Cousins and his game plan now. The Carolina cornerback group, two of these guys are rookies. Josh Norman used to be a cornerback. Does that give Kirk Cousins the opportunity to exploit a vulnerability there?
It really does, because the Redskins have so many good receivers. And it looks like their tight end, Jordan Reed, should be able to play a little bit more than he did last week. That makes another level of complication for those young guys in the secondary for Carolina. And it's all a matter of getting pass protection. The Redskins' offensive line will be together for the first time since Cincinnati and London, for the first time in a long time, because of injury and suspension, at least most likely, the lineup that we expect. And if they perform well, then Cousins should carve up the Carolina secondary. If they don't, then Cousins will get smashed, because guys like Kawan Short, Starlow Tulele, guys that are fantastic run stuffers and pass rushers, will cause all kinds of havoc. So really, when Cousins drops back in the pocket early in the game, watch for how much time he has. Because if he has time early, then he'll carve him up and things will be really bad for Carolina. If he gets hit early, then the Redskins all of a sudden will be on their heels, because that's what they do best, is throw the ball, and they can't do that without protection.
Okay, the Eagles game last week, I think we were, you know, surprised to see that the Eagles, whose, you know, offense hasn't been great, managed to convert 50% of their third downs, and even worse, the Eagles converted 2 out of 3 on the fourth down plays. What are the Redskins, what have they done this week to fix that, or what do they need to do to fix it?
You know what, there's not much they can do, Rick, just because they've got injuries that they just won't be able to overcome very well. Injuries on the defensive line, and now a couple of their key players, linebacker Will Compton and Sua Cravens, another linebacker in their nickel package, either won't play or will be limited if they do. And that's just a problem that they can't overcome. What they've got to hope is that they make a play here and there to stop them and get them off the field on third down. But overall, I wouldn't be too down on the Redskins' defense, just because they're doing the best they can with the people they have left.
So, Mary, is it tacky to ask Trevor for a prediction?
No.
No? Okay, then I'll ask it. If it's tacky, I'd have you ask it. But
thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's have a prediction, Trevor. What do you think? Who's going to win?
I think the Redskins win this game. I think Cam Newton makes a lot of plays and puts a big scare into Redskins fans. But ultimately, Kirk Cousins will throw vertical passes down the field, and his receivers will catch short passes, break a tackle, and turn those into big plays. And it's the Redskins' passing game that will prevail.
Trevor Maddich, thank you so much. Looking forward to tonight, 8:30 kickoff, FedEx Field.